It's 4:44. I'm Michael Heplin. This is KUAR. Tonight, President Obama will address the nation concerning the possibility of military action in Syria. Today, Congressman Tim Griffin of Arkansas' 2nd District said he has decided he will vote against military action. This comes after he had a classified briefing yesterday. Congressman Griffin joins me now on the line. And, sir, tell me why you decided to oppose military action in Syria.
I said that I would wait until I had my classified briefing before making a final decision. And I'm going to be real frank with you. I don't think that the classified briefing helped the president's case. I can't get into the details, but I'll just tell you that I had the same or more concerns, really I would say more concerns, additional concerns, after the briefing. And I thought that the briefing was confusing, that the presentation was confusing, and I thought at times contradictory, and it raised more questions than it answered. And I think there remains a number of questions that the president has yet to articulate an answer to, and that is, why is it in our national interest? Why now? How do we plan on going about this? And what is the ultimate goal? What will we do in the aftermath? These are questions that still remain after the briefing. My takeaway from the briefing was the administration and the president, they want authorization. They don't think that they have to have it, but they want it. And once they get it, just trust them. They've mishandled this thus far, and I sure as heck am not going to vote to give them a license to war and just trust them. It's just not going to happen. And I personally believe that it'll fail in the House, and I hope the Senate sees the light as well.
If the administration did go forward, take any action without congressional approval, what would be your reaction?
Well, I think that would pose a real constitutional crisis. I really do believe that. And if the president thought that he had the ability to act without congressional approval, then why didn't he? And why is he putting us through this charade if he's going to act without our approval? He's wasting everybody's time.
Well, finally, Congressman, one turn of events today, word that Syrian officials reportedly have accepted a Russian proposal to turn over its chemical weapons. Have you heard, been able to hear much about this? Any thoughts on that?
I've read some about it. I've heard some about it. My first response would be, since when is Russia an honest broker? Russia has been an advocate for Syria. Has been blocking a number of UN Security Council actions, and now they're an honest broker? I mean, come on.
Okay.
It may give the president a way to save face, but other than that, I don't see a lot of value in it. But we'll wait and see.
Okay, Congressman Tim Griffin, thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir.
And a reminder, we will be broadcasting President Obama's speech live tonight beginning at 8 o'clock. This is KUAR.